This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Woo, lots of things to get to here on the front page. We got to get through all these NBA playoff games and also a little bit of news surrounding one of our own. Welcome back into the morning shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylon hanging out with you. I want to give a shout out to Sean Johnson on the Twitter saying shout out to the morning shift. We appreciate you. Thanks for getting at us at 929 Morning Shift for everybody else that wants to follow along. Ali, I'm a little bit disappointed. I don't think I'm shocked, but I'm just a little bit disappointed.
I know. We were so close. Our Hawks rookie, Zachary Richichet, came in second for Rookie of the Year. It went to Stephon Castles of the Spurs. But, okay, superpower, finding the silver lining.
Yes.
I mean, Stephon, he is from Covington. So can we kind of call it a hometown award, maybe?
Sure. Yeah, we'll celebrate either way. I love the silver lining. And I don't know, Dylon, how you know you guys feel, but I thought that Richichet lost the opportunity to do this when the minutes began to dwindle. I think he had a great 2025. Obviously, questions before that, before we got to the new year. But when the minutes became limited in certain situations, you know, when he's finishing, like, you know, the playing games for like 13 minutes here and there, I was like, all right, that ship might have sailed.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, like you said, Stephon Castle, he was a little bit more consistent than Zachary Richichet was. And Richichet was consistent as far as giving you around, like, you know, 10 to 13 a night, and then he would explode. But Stephon Castle, I think, was more consistent and had a little bit more production all around than Zachary Richichet did. So I'm not going to lie, I do think Stephon Castle is definitely deserving. Richichet got close, but I think both have a very, very high ceiling. So sucks for Richichet, but good to see, as Ali said, a hometown kid win it.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, do we really think Hawks are going to win any of these awards anyways? Now, if Dyson Daniels doesn't win the most improved, you just know what the national media and what anyone voting thinks of your organization. So, I'm bitter on awards these days.
Especially in the NBA, dude.
Yeah.
We're slept on so many times.
The NBA, the NBA is a popularity. It's kind of like the NBA has become the high school teenage girl clique league. Because, you know,
the
all
mean
the,
girls? The mean?
Yeah. Yeah. The players click up. I mean, Trae Young hasn't been in an all-star on his own merit in how many years? Do we think that a guy that's averaging 24-12 when the All-Star game happens shouldn't be there on his own merit and not have to be a replacement?
Touché.
Tells you everything right there. The Hawks, you know, players get shut out of awards. I mean, Dyson Daniels is not the Defensive Player of the Year. Now, I understand. I can make an argument on why that he didn't get it, but let's be real, what he did with the steals. I mean, if his name was Gary Payton, they'd have handed him the award. It'd have molded it
named it the Dyson Daniels Award.
Yeah. So I just think that this is where you're at. The NBA is – think about this. Players click up and go places where they want to play with their buddies, and that's how they do it, where they think they can win. Yeah, the NBA is the mean girls of the professional sports leagues. I said it.
So is Adam Silver the one with the burn book? Who has the burn book, Bo?
No, Adam Silver. No. Adam Silver is Tim Meadows because he's incompetent as a commissioner, just like Tim Meadows was incompetent as a principal.
Interesting.
In that movie. I'm not an Adam Silver guy. David Stern made that league, and he helped make the league into what it is with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and David Stern at the helm. They turned the NBA from tape delay finals to one of the greatest leagues in the world. And now I do not like. I mean, who got us the play-in tournament like that? We needed that, Adam Silver. Who got us this mid-season tournament like we needed that, Adam Silver? So, nah, I'm not an Adam Silver guy. Sorry.
Well, we got to talk about the Pistons. They beat the Knicks 106-103 in Game 5 to stay alive in the first round series. Cade Cunningham had 24 points and 8 rebounds and 8 assists.
Go
ahead, Dylan.
Oh, I was just going to say that I'm not going to lie. I felt a little proud of the Pistons. Like, they're a team that they could have easily been closed out and packed it in. They were back in New York, and they showed a lot of fight last night. And I think this Pistons team, I talked about this when this series begun, this was a team that could take down New York because they have the physicality that you need to play a New York team and just the physicality overall that you need in the NBA playoffs. They have that guy that you can go give the ball to whenever you need a bucket in Cade Cunningham, and he showed out last night with 28. And they have perimeter shooting with Tim Hardaway Jr., with Malik Beasley. They got a nice guy in the post in Jalen Duran. Tobias Harris is a solid piece. I think the Knicks will close it out in 6, but I would not be surprised at all if the Pistons force a game 7, and then we know anything could happen. But the Pistons are a very good matchup with the Knicks. Again, I think the Knicks have a little too much firepower, but the Pistons, if they're clicking on all cylinders, they could be a team that might cause an upset here.
Wouldn't you love to see it too? See all the ESPN people just crying about how the Knicks have blown it again. I actually like Mr. Quite Frankly, but the Knicks fandom on those programs up in Connecticut is ridiculous. I'm all for the Pistons. Plus, you know, they hadn't won a playoff game in like 15 years until this series, so.
Well, and the Celtics closed out the Magic yesterday 120-89 for a 4-1 playoff series win. So Jason Tatum had 35 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, and they're either going to play the New York Knicks or Detroit Pistons in the second round.
The two teams, Allie, that knocked the Hawks out of the play-in when they combined 8-1 in this – I mean, I'm sorry, 1-8 in this postseason. There was a situation there where Paolo Banchero gets his fifth foul in the third quarter, kind of sent everything. It left me questioning, though, guys, like when Paolo Banchero gets his fifth foul, I'm sitting there going, all that time that Trey was complaining about getting bullied, you know, getting banged around, it could have changed things for the Hawks in that play-in game against the Magic. But nonetheless, man, you get bounced. Banchero's not that guy like you thought he was going into this series, and that's just a good Celtics team, man. They're the defending champs for a reason.
Oh, so you're telling me that some guys get calls and others don't?
Oh, shocker.
How about that? Some guys get awards and others don't? Okay.
Well, the Nuggets won 131-115 over the Clippers. Jamal Murray had a 43-point outburst. It powered Denver's 131-115 win over the Clippers last night, handed Los Angeles its first back-to-back losses since March 4th.
The Clippers were red hot coming into this series. This has actually been, to me, the best series in the playoffs so far. The game one went into overtime. It was phenomenal. The Nuggets pulled it out. And then they get Westbrook gets hurt. And all these injuries start piling up for the Nuggets. And you're like, hey, wait, what? And then they're down 2-1. They've won 2 straight, as you said, Allie. It's been a very good series because one of the hotter teams coming in. And, you know, one of the teams that's best suited for a run. But I'm loving it. There was the highlight of last night is – and it was on the Twitter account Brick Center. Is Ben Simmons like tries to back down Jokic, and he has a great back down turnaround move, and then he throws it about 3 feet short from only 6 feet away. So it's that was pretty much that for Ben Simmons' career. But what a good series this has been. I want the Nuggets to win, but I kind of hope it goes 7.
Well, we got to talk about the game you're seeing on all the highlight reels this morning. The Pacers won over the Bucks 119-118 for a 4-1 series victory. Tyrese Halliburton finished with 26 points, 10 assists. But the weird, ugly moment that is getting some attention from this game is Tyrese Halliburton's father, John. He sparked some chaos when he ran onto the court, started having a very heated conversation with Giannis, kind of awkward with the height difference if you look at this. So I want to hear from Giannis and his take on this situation.
I believe like being humble in victory, that's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship. They haven't. okay? And that doesn't say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort. But losing a game, emotions run high, having a fan, which at the moment I thought he was a fan, but then I realized it was Tyrese's son, which I love Tyrese. I think he's a great competitor. He was his dad, sorry. Coming in the floor and showing me his son a towel with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This the F we do. This, I feel like that's very, very disrespectful.
Well, and of course, Tyrese had to speak about the incident with his father as well.
You know, as far as the incident between Giannis and my pops, I had no idea it happened until I got to the back and was showed the video. I think just the emotions of the game just got excited there. But I talked with him. I'll talk with Giannis eventually about it. Just, you know, I don't think that my pops was in the right at all there. And unfortunate, you know, what happened in the end there. But, I mean, this series was a lot of war of words, a lot of war of antics, a lot of stuff going back and forth. And that's just part of, you know, this rivalry and what we've built here over the last couple of years. And, you know, it's unfortunate what happened there, but I think it's just competition. And as far as my pops, again, I don't agree what happened there. We'll have a conversation. You know, everybody's grown men, and, you know, we'll just go from there.
Yeah, we'll have a conversation. I'm glad he wore it, but this is, like, this is insane. Like, this is another level of insanity. All the camera angles and everything else, guys. And, like, I'm watching this morning going, no way did this happen last night, man. It's craziness.
Well, Mike, we know what should happen. I mean, Halliburton should be suspended, right? He's clearly responsible for what his dad did, right?
I see what you did there.
I mean, if Jeff Ulbrich should be fired and suspended then for what his kid did, then clearly Halliburton should be responsible for giving his dad tickets and access that close to the court. And I'm kidding. I love the way Halliburton responded. I actually love the way Giannis responded, because Giannis didn't back down, but when he went to the press conference, he didn't go after Halliburton. He didn't blame Halliburton. He understood who was at fault there. It's kind of how adults handle situations. I agree with Halliburton. I think he will have a conversation, but it's egregious. Dude, I wonder, the first thing I think of is, did Halliburton's dad maybe been throwing back a few? Is he a little bit, you know, wound up, so to speak, down there after, you know, had a throwback about 7 or 8 cold beers, and then maybe goes down there and decides to run his yapper? Maybe it's unacceptable, though. He should no longer be allowed to sit down that low for the rest of the playoffs. I think he needs to be in a suite from now on.
Bo, I was literally about to make the same point you just did about maybe Halliburton's dad got a little too loose. He was drinking that oil a little bit too much.
Feeling the vibes.
He was feeling the vibes a little bit too much, especially after winning overtime. And you know, the Pacers were down like what, 7? They were down 7 with like less than 40 seconds to go. So yeah, like we've all said, emotions ran too high for Halliburton's dad. It's inexcusable, but both players at the end of the day, they handled it with grace.
It's just funny, man, because there is a certain sector of dads in the NBA that. Not overstep the bounds. It's just funny because I don't think in any other sport where you like know the names of like multiple stars' dads, right? Yeah, and I think that when you look at it, obviously we've talked about Trey and Jason Tatum's pops. You know, there's been some things out there with Ja Morant's dad. Like, you know, dads in the NBA. It's just crazy to see Halliburton's dad stepping in the face of one of the best players of this generation and a former MVP and a former champion and get in his face like that at the game. Well, I still can't believe it.
Remember Josh Smith when he played for the Hawks back in the day? And he was from the Atlanta area. I think he played in like Powder Springs or something. I think he might have went to McEachern for a year. His dad used to sit there and be like, shoot it, Shotty. Shoot it every time Josh would get the ball. And you could hear it. You could hear it. And it was hilarious. But look, man, it's NBA is the easiest to me, the easiest sport where you can kind of hear them and see them because of the way the arena is played. But it's all sports.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more stuff coming out now with the Shador stuff where Deion is starting to get a little bit of blame for the fall and that he was over involved and they should have had an agent. So it's all sports. It's just the easiest to be recognized is in the NBA to me.
Yeah. Look, this is a perfect opportunity for a wake-up call. I want to talk to you at 8:00 today. We'll have the phone lines open. We'll get the Twitter going. When is the time you as a parent overstepped, or maybe your own parent overstepped their boundaries? That'll be part of the wake-up call today.